Join Community Cats Podcast for our annual online behavior day on Saturday, April 8th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, featuring some of the animal welfare industry's most trusted authorities on feline behavior, who will offer a variety of workshops on cat behavior concerns, from vet visits and enrichment to litter box and multi-cat household issues. You not only learn about new concepts and tools you can incorporate into your home or rescue organization to address behavioral issues, but there will also be fun cat trivia and prizes to enhance your experience, as well as chances to network with other professionals and volunteers in the animal welfare sphere via our special online cat conference Facebook page. We have four fabulous presentations this year. We have Pam Johnson Bennett talking about how cats think. Then we have Tabitha Kucera, meowch, identifying pain and how pain contributes to behavior concerns. And then after lunch, we have Dr. Rachel Geller, play. It's not just fun and games. And then closing the day out, we have Arden Moore. What's eating you, cat? There's a small fee of $25, but you will have access to the recordings for up to a year. So if you can't make it, it's okay. You'll get access to the recordings and handouts. So join us by going to www.communitycatspodcast.com and turn your passion for cats into action.
You've tuned in to the Community Cats Podcast. Ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Community Cats Podcast. I'm your host, Stacey LeBaron. I've been involved helping homeless cats for over 20 years with the Merrimack River Feline Rescue Society. The goal of this podcast is to expose you to amazing people who are improving the lives of cats. I hope these interviews will help you learn how you can turn your passion for cats into action. Today, we're speaking with Marlene Sharp. Marlene is a TV and film writer, producer, creative executive, and proprietor of Pink Poodle Productions, home of Sassy Bichon Poo star Blanche DuBois Sharp. Among other roles, Marlene is mentor to the neurodiverse adult animation trainees of the Center for Learning Unlimited in Los Angeles. CLU's sister studio, Brainstorm Productions, recently completed two animated shorts and a batch of 3D printed feline figures for children's book author Linda Malik, Willow's Tale. These endeavors directly support Black Cat Rescue. Brainstorm also has become buzzworthy for its feline themed illustrations within several kid lit titles. Marlene, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Thank you. This is exciting. My first cat podcast. I love it.
So before we dive into explaining everything that you have in that incredible bio, first, how did you become passionate about cats?
Well, it happened quite a number of years ago when I dated a guy who had a very strong-willed cat, and the cat and I had a love-hate relationship. Her name was Priscilla, and she hated me with a burning passion. But I kept trying to, you know, I wore her down, I think, at some point. At least I tried to. Anyway, my ex-boyfriend and I and another partner of ours, we created an animated series about Priscilla. And I live in Los Angeles. I work a lot in the animation industry. And so we sold this series to an Israeli company. We made a pilot. And unfortunately, the pilot was never made. But, you know, throughout having that relationship with my ex-boyfriend, by default, I had a relationship with his cat, Priscilla. And I realized during that time that I had misunderstood cats my whole life. I had been allergic to them, and I still am, but we came to a mutual understanding, Priscilla and I, and through that art form of animation, I think I was working through some of that. And my dog here, Blanche, is endorsing everything that I said and giving it the seal of approval. She's a cat lover too.
Excellent. I believe when we met, you were at CatCon. And you had something going on at CatCon. So maybe just walk us through what you do working with folks that are on the autism spectrum, how you look at different cats and try and support cats that might not get as much attention as they should in the public. So just walk us through sort of all of that. And I believe part of that was being displayed at CatCon, right?
Yes. So I have a friend who is a very, very much a cat lover. She has several cats, but she has one particular cat who is a star. And this cat's name is Willow. And Willow came from an unlikely place. I believe it was a junkyard or a dump site or abandoned a big overgrown lot with weeds and so forth. And so from humble beginnings, Linda adopted this cat, and quickly she took over the household. And so Linda is a TV and film writer. And so she got busy writing stories about Willow, and she really didn't have to embellish all that much. Willow just gets into scrapes and funny situations anyway. So she wrote this children's book called Willow's Tale, and Willow is a black cat. And so it was very much on Linda's radar, the particular plight of black cats, and that they, and now I should say, because Blanche is chiming in here, Blanche is a white dog, but she's very supportive of black cats. So there's no question there. But anyway, so Linda wrote this book and she self-published it. It's called Willow's Tale. And it's not a hard-hitting message about black cats are great, but that's like the undercurrent. The subtext of the book is that black cats are just like every other cat. They're wonderful companions and friendly and loving and so forth. And so she self-published the book in 2019, and she did very well there and wanted to. She exhibited actually at CatCon 2019. And then, of course, COVID shut down poor CatCon in Pasadena, California for the next few years. And but Linda was really wanting to get back there to sell the books. And she had some merchandise, too, that she created. So she did it this year, 2020, just as a few weeks ago. And then earlier this year, she started planning how she would lay out the booth, and she really wanted to create animation that depicted some of Willow's adventures. And so I work in the animation industry, and one of my ongoing projects is work with a group of adults on the autism spectrum who are learning animation as a career pursuit. And the school where they learn, it's called the Center for Learning Unlimited, and it's a 3-year certificate program. And then there's a companion studio called Brainstorm Productions. So when the students graduate from the program, then they go on to work at Brainstorm. So I had told Linda about what I was doing, and we just started chatting, and we realized that there was a lot of common ground between the situation of black cats and then the perception of autistic adults in the workforce. And Willow is essentially a metaphor for my students, and then vice versa. And plus, my students really, across the board, they love cats. So Linda hired the team to do 2 animated shorts, which debuted at CatCon 2022. And we're working with Linda now on the sequel to her first book. So we actually didn't work on the first book. There was a very talented artist, Amber Beebe, who created the designs for Willow. And then we've taken on the cause now as our own, and we're in the Willow business.
Excellent. That's fantastic. Glad to hear that cats are a favorite animal for folks. I mean, for all of us, that's for sure. So did you have any of your students at CatCon at the booth with, you know, showing the animation and stuff?
Yes. So 2 of the students, Tori and Jade Boyd, they're identical twins, and they co-directed the 2 shorts that we did. So we did 2 2-minute shorts. And so Tori and Jade, very, very talented women. And they not only did they come to the booth, but they were all decked out in their cat cosplay, completely impromptu. They just showed up with all kinds of cat regalia. And so that was quite fun. So it was Tori and Jade, and I was there. And then There were two other instructors from the program who also came to the booth, and then Linda Malik, the author, and her husband, Mark Malik. And we also brought with us some 3D printed cat figures that Linda then sold within like the first 5 minutes of being there. They were, because we only made about 15 of them. And so they sold out very quickly. So then the cat rescue that Linda supports was able to benefit from this donation, which 100% of the proceeds went to the cat, Black Cat Rescue.
I believe it is Black Cat Holistic Rescue is the organization that it seems that Linda is supporting, which is great and wonderful and fantastic. And it's really wonderful that you've taken a story and animated it, as well as creating this like whole world around Willow, as you said. So it's really fun, and being able to advocate for Black Cat Rescue. And, you know, before you met Linda, did you know that there was a issue or stigma around black cats?
Yes, I did. I did. And not just black cats, black dogs too. And I suspect other animals that come in black. I actually had a meeting, this was several years ago, this is a fun kind of Hollywood behind the scenes story. The woman who wrote the film 9 to 5, and she also wrote the Broadway musical. She's written a lot of screenplays and so forth. I had a meeting with her when I was working for a company called RGH Entertainment, and she is a huge animal advocate. And oh my goodness, she must have stayed in my office for about an hour and a half. And like 90% of that time was talking about her animal advocacy. And that was maybe like seven or eight years ago. And that's when I learned about her. She did a lot of fostering, and she said that she exclusively fostered dark colored cats and dogs because she said that's where the need was. And I thought she was making it up. I said, oh, that can't be true, because it's too eerie. It mirrors real life racism and everything. And she said, yeah, well, it is true. You can look it up. And so I did. And I ever since then, I've been just, you know, I have to say I am a dog person. Not that I'm not a cat person, but I'm allergic to cats, not allergic to dogs. I have a dog, and she's a white dog, but she is a rescue. She came from the shelter a couple of miles from my place. And it just so happened she was available, and we bonded, and that's how the adoption came to be. But I absolutely would adopt black dog or cat or dark colored. I mean, everybody's the same, animals and people. So I don't understand that mentality, but I'm glad that there are organizations that are doing proactive things to dispel the myth.
I want to ask you a little bit about the animation process and how it is valuable to us, because so much of our community, we want to support and endorse what we call trap, neuter, return. And mm-hmm. for us, that's just standard language. We all know what TNR is, this, TNR, that, TNR. But a lot of the general public may not even know what trap, neuter, return is. And I'm wondering if maybe there's some opportunity to try and work with schools that are doing animation to try and create, you know, a 2-minute trap, neuter, return animation or something like that as a way of educating. Because my daughter, she teaches fourth grade, and when I ask her what her students are interested in reading, it's all about graphic novels.
Oh, yes.
So it's making me think that maybe doing, you know, just a video with me talking or something like that, maybe that's not interesting anymore. Maybe it has to be an animation to be able to get into a younger crowd that would be more interested in looking at a short. And is that something that you think that some of the other organizations or even individual trappers could find people that might be willing to do something like that?
Oh, yes. Well, here we are. We're Brainstorm Productions. And that's what we do. And actually, it's funny that you mentioned that the whole momentum that builds with a mission like saving animals, and especially a particular kind that might be in danger or peril or what have you. So Brainstorm Productions is relatively new. In fact, tomorrow is the 1 year anniversary of the studio opening up, and the animation program is relatively new. And there aren't that many programs that are designed for folks, especially adults on the autism spectrum. I can only think of one other that is like ours, and it's called Exceptional Minds. It's also in Los Angeles, and we modeled our program after theirs. So they've been around longer, about 10 years. Ours is about 4 years old. And so anyway, it just so happened through word of mouth, our very first commissioned project for Brainstorm was to do the illustrations for a children's book about cats. And that book is called The Secret Life of Sheba. And so the author was, she's a retired special ed teacher. And she had this book about a cat with a secret life after dark. And the dog of the house is kind of jealous that the cat gets to go out every night. And he decides he's going to follow her, and he's going to bust her doing something that she shouldn't be doing. And then it turns out that the cat is actually, like, every night of the week, she has this different kind of do-gooder thing that she volunteers at a soup kitchen. She helps elderly cats with household chores and duties. And I don't know, she has a variety of other things. So that was our very first professional project. And then we have this ongoing Willow work that we're doing. And on the horizon, we have two more cat books that we are illustrating for a totally different children's book author. So we've kind of become a go-to stop for cat projects, especially cat illustration projects. And we can do animation. We have several skill sets, and animation, of course, is the passion of everybody who's there. And the students are learning different software: Maya, Adobe Animate, Toon Boom Harmony, Toon Boom Storyboard Pro. But it all starts with drawing. And they, across the board, love to draw cats, and especially cats from their favorite animation or anime. There are a number of anime fans in our population, and they love to draw the cat from Sailor Moon, a famous anime. The cat's name is Luna. So we see a lot of fan art of Luna. And so it's just part of their DNA. And so I know if anyone out there in the audience needs very economically priced animation or illustrations, especially if it involves cats, but even if it doesn't, we do other things. We would love to talk to you. And then I'm sure there are other artists who are available for hire to do these types of things. You don't need to spend Pixar or Disney money to get something adorable and worthwhile and something with entertainment value. And I think kids do respond to animation in a different way than they do to live action. We saw that at the booth, at the CatCon booth. There were so many little children that came around, and we were the only booth that had animation in it. So I think that attracted them.
Yeah, I think that's really an interesting perspective. And I'm always trying to think of different ways to get the messaging across for a whole different variety of populations, you know, whether we're talking different languages or different visuals. And so I think that's something that we have to consider when we're reaching out into the communities, trying to share the stories in different ways, because people will read and hear and see things in different ways too.
Do you want to make things easier on yourself and the others in your organization? Our friends at Dubert have teamed up with the Dallas Pets Alive and Spay Neuter Network teams, and together they have created the Companion Case Management Module. It allows you to be more proactive with all your organization's needs, create cases for your clients, and organize them by type. Whether it is a rehoming situation, a pet parent needing food or medical assistance, or simply spay and neuter inquiries. CCM can help you manage all of them right from the Dubert system. Plus, a huge bonus, it allows you to connect with those clients right from the case, so there is no need to open up new windows for emails or pull out your phone for text messages. Check it out and learn more at www.dubert.com to get started today.
Ever wanted to quickly connect, collaborate, or problem solve with others in the animal welfare field who are, you know, real people? Look no further than Maddie's Pet Forum. Maddie's Pet Forum brings people of animal welfare together with the common goal to keep more people and pets together. We share ideas, expertise, offer each other support, resources, and more. Visit forum.maddiespetforum.org/cats. Maddie's Pet Forum. Come for an answer. Stay for the community.
How much effort or how many months does it take to put these animations together?
It took us about 3 months, 3 to 4 months to do 2 animated shorts. Each one is 2 minutes long. And then we edited them together so they play as a continuous 4-minute piece. And we were fortunate in that the character designs were already done for us. They had been done for the first book. So what we did was we obtained the Adobe Illustrator files from Linda that she had gotten from Amber Beebe, who created the designs. And so we had some assets to start with. If it would have been necessary for us to do visual development, it would have taken us quite a bit longer just to come upon a style that something that we were able to execute that also pleased Linda and fit with her aesthetic and so forth. So we had a lot of stuff that we were able to import into our animation programs. And then we did create new assets and we had to make everything move, but we had a good basis of assets to start out with. So it just depends. It depends on the style of the animation that you're creating and the length and how many effects you have in there and how many like different backgrounds or environments and the complexity of them. There's a lot of variables, but there are also a lot of different animation styles. So you can explore what's most cost effective for whatever budget you have to work with.
Well, yes, you just said key word there. I was going to ask the next question was going to be, you know, how is this program funded? How are you funded?
Well, we are funded in a number of different ways. We are plugged into the LA County system, the Department of Rehab. So Brainstorm is considered supported employment through the county. So there are certain requirements that are necessary for a student to be admitted into CLU. So they need to have an official diagnosis of neurodiversity on the autism spectrum. And then they show a portfolio. There's an application process and an interview process. And then they're accepted to the school. The school is free of charge. So that's supported by social services and whatnot. And I apologize, I am not well versed in that whole side of things. I'm like the show business person. I'm the entertainment industry mentor. There are other folks who are special ed and social workers and special ed teachers and things like that. And they know more of the system. But the school also applies for grants all the time. And it's a nonprofit. So there were some extra hoops that the school had to jump through to get Brainstorm started as an extension of what we were doing. And so it is considered supported employment. So we do get a bit of help from the usual channels, but there are grants that we apply for. And also we do accept projects on a for pay basis. So they're paid commissions, but the great thing is we don't charge top dollar, but for a variety of reasons. Now, that being said, we hope that one day we will be Disney and we will command top dollar, but now it's the early days for us. So we're in that phase where we're very, very negotiable And so we could probably create something for just about any budget.
Excellent. Marlene, if there are folks interested in finding out more about the program that you're involved with, how would they do that?
So the best way to find us, we fly under the radar. So that's the disclaimer. We have a huge presence, though, on LinkedIn, because I love LinkedIn. I'm a LinkedIn maniac. So we have a page on LinkedIn. It's under the Center for Learning Unlimited. It's a company page. And that's where we post pictures from special guest speakers and other mentors who come to talk to the program. And so there's also the Center for Learning Unlimited's website, which is cflu.org. So Center for Learning Unlimited, the initials cflu.org. And there's a little bit about the animation program on that site. The school also has kindergarten through 12th grade for children on the autism spectrum. So the majority of the website is dedicated to that program. And then there's a tab that has just a little bit about our animation program. So we're like one of the best kept secrets, I guess, in LA so far. And like I said, we just turned a year old tomorrow. Brainstorm does anyway. And so, so as we grow in our reputation, I'm sure our egos and our web presence will grow too. So yeah, that's where we can be found now. And also, if anyone's interested, they can get in touch with me personally, Marlene Sharp. My company is called Pink Poodle Productions, pinkpoodleproductions.com. And I am also on LinkedIn as Marlene Sharp and on all the other social networking sites, and Marlene at pinkpoodleproductions.com.
Marlene, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Just thank you. And it's so beautiful to know that your podcast exists. And I imagine you've led to the adoption and other wonderful things for so many animals. So congratulations to you, Stacy, and thank you for letting me be part of the show.
You're most welcome. And for our listeners, this is kind of a unique topic because usually we're talking about how to trap cats at 2 o'clock in the morning or set up feeding stations or, you know, a variety of different things. So this was a bit of an out of the box type of conversation, but also diversity, you know, presenting trap, neuter, return in a variety of different formats. Understanding that we all have a passion for cats and we're trying to put it into action. My tagline is turn your passion for cats into action. And I truly believe that is what you're doing with your program. So Marlene, thank you. Thank you to the students. Thank you to Linda. And thank you for being a guest on the show. And I hope we'll have you on again in the future.
My pleasure. Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
That's it for this week. Please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. We love to hear what you think, and a 5-star review really helps others find the show. You can also join the conversation with listeners, cat caretakers, and me on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget to hit follow or subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss a single show. Thanks for listening, and thank you for everything that you do to help create a safe and healthy world for cats.